is the Huckabee Report.
And this is KFBW AM 1230 with Arklahoma Today on a Friday, 7:34 here from our studios at Fort Smith as we talk with John Taylor of Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And the jobs report coming out today, John.
Yeah, it's and kind of interesting. We were expecting the non-farm payrolls number of jobs created last month, to come in at just basically zero. It's actually down 95,000. But if you dissect that, most of that was a loss in government jobs related to census workers. If you look at non-farm private payrolls, which is what the market really looks at, it came in as an increase of 64,000. That's not quite as good as expected, but it's above zero. Everybody this morning was projecting that the unemployment rate would tick up from 9.6 to 9.7. It stayed at 9.6, so that's a good number. And the market kind of took it on the chin initially, but now it's recovered, and it looks like it's going to be a yawner in terms of the impact that the market puts on these jobs numbers this morning. But to kind of put this in perspective in terms of, you know, human considerations, still 14.8 million people out of work, and well over 6 million of those people have been out of work for 6 months or more. Now, to make it a little bit more confusing, yesterday Gallup released their unemployment number, and they say that the unemployment rate is 10.1%, and their calculation is that it was 9.3 in August and 8.9 in July, so it continues to tick up. One of the distinctions is that the government numbers that we got this morning only went through about the middle of September. The Gallup numbers go through the end of September, and one of the things that Gallup talks about in their unemployment number yesterday was that they saw a sharp uptick in unemployment numbers in the last half of September. And, of course, now everybody's already wringing their hands about this Gallup poll because it means that we're going to see an even slower rate of growth for the last quarter of the year, and it's going to have an impact upon retail sales for Christmas and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it continues to be the focus about that four-letter word, jobs. And we do have some other information we can talk about. Let's shift gears a little bit. Yesterday afternoon, if you're ever watching the market when it closes, you know how they ring the bell at the closing bell and hit the gavel.
Yes.
And all that stuff. Well, what you really heard yesterday when that bell rung was the beginning of the third quarter earnings season, and that is we're going to have an avalanche of earnings over the next few weeks, but Alcoa is always the big company that starts that out. Alcoa is important because not only are they basically a raw materials type of company, you know, they sell aluminum, et cetera, that's used in other products, but also they are one of the 30 stocks that make up the Dow. When we talk about the market being up 100, we're talking about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and that's only 30 stocks. Well, they reported numbers that were pretty decent. In fact, they significant increase in sales. They beat the street in terms of earnings. They did point out that where they're seeing the huge demand for aluminum is in China, India, and other emerging markets. They point out that in China, demand was up 21%. And one of the other stocks that we saw some interesting activity in yesterday was in Adobe. And of course, Adobe is the company that makes Photoshop. They make Flash technology. We know that Flash is involved, or Adobe is involved in this conflict with Apple. If you have an iPhone, you know, for example, that you can't access a website that uses Flash. It doesn't work, and they're always fighting with each other. Well, the rumor is that Microsoft is considering buying Adobe so that they can consider how to gang up and compete with the iPhone. So interesting things going on out there.